When we look at a map, we assume it's accurate, that it will show us where to go, how far away some place is, where we are located in the world. But maps are products of their time, and that means they change. When you look at many of the maps in a new collection at ASU's Hayden Library, you are supposed to be a little disoriented. The historic maps in this exhibition, called Greater Arizona, Mapping Place, History, and Transformation, show the southwest region surrounding Arizona, but they don't exactly look the way we see it now. They show the shifting territories, borders, and people who have inhabited this area over its history. I recently got a tour of the exhibit from one of its curators. Teresa Avila is program coordinator of the map collection at ASU School of Transborder Studies.
The focus has really been in this collection of maps to highlight the various ways that Arizona has existed throughout time. The borders that we know today are very recent, but the history actually goes back hundreds and hundreds of years. And so this map is interesting because what it shows is what today we recognize as North America and Central America completely identified as New Mexico. And claimed by Spain. And so, you know, at this point, all of North America is New Mexico. I think it's just interesting historically to understand that the naming of places or boundaries around places have shifted, and this helps to really anchor that. It's very almost disorienting, which is what we want to do.
So let's talk a little bit about the history here. Do you think that people are relatively aware of how many different nations and groups and identities have laid claim to this region over our history?
I don't think we remember that history. I think that we're taught at a very early age, through elementary and junior high, a certain version of history of the U.S. If we're U.S. citizens, if you're elsewhere, you're learning a different version of history. And so I feel that I myself have lost track of U.S. history, and I'm starting to relearn it and kind of putting the narrative together, but then also understanding that, yes, the French were in the northern American continent, and Mexico was present, and so were a lot of other international agents. But no, people don't know this history. I hear time and time again, I never knew this, I never heard this, and the maps just are very easy to help explain and represent in a way that is very easy for people to digest, I think.
Yeah, so give us a brief rundown of that history, not every twist and turn, obviously, but what are the main things that people react to when you show them these maps and they say, I didn't know that happened?
It can be a really impactful experience for people, but I think it's in a digestible way that people can start to question and start to investigate and start to put things together. And also, if we're looking contemporarily, it also then helps to dialogue about ideas of belonging and local history and where we begin with that. And people can locate themselves individually in their families' histories, and so suddenly it becomes more meaningful to them, I think. They start to think about their own experiences and their own family history and start to plug themselves in.
Yeah. So I want to talk a little bit about how this relates to today. So, I mean, today we are surrounded by rhetoric about the border, about building a wall on this border, and it seems almost as if it's accepted generally that this border has always existed. And it seems very clear by looking at these maps that it's shifted quite a bit.
Yes, the maps do allow us to understand the shifting natures of borders and also the natural organic process of migrations of communities. These ideas of border fences are very prominent now, but in looking at the maps, I think it helps to make a sense of not creating a hard line, because as you can tell, the lines have been moving over time and over centuries, and we can only expect them to continue to be shifting. And, you know, the migration of peoples is equally marked, and the constant presence of diverse transborder communities are also recorded on these maps, which I think has been left out of the contemporary discussion. So when we talk about who belongs, and go back home, that's a very confusing statement to somebody who's lived in the same place, like the Totem people. They never moved. The lines were moving around them. And so for me, this map exhibit is a manner of rewriting history, or at least expanding history to be more inclusive.
So when you got these maps and you started going through them and you started shaping this collection, what was your goal? What do you hope people get out of this when they come and look at it, especially considering the political rhetoric today around the border?
Well, one of the messages that I like to give in terms of the map collection itself is that it really promotes critical thinking. point about the maps is that they are produced by individuals that never saw the place they're representing. So in terms of knowledge, in terms of laws, in terms of how we define ourselves and how history is written, we have to question. We have to question the sources and the intentions. And these maps really help us to understand that.
What do you think it does for someone to be aware of that kind of history? What do you think it does when we don't know?
Well, I think when we don't know, we operate from a flawed place. And so oftentimes there's fear of losing. For instance, I think some of the dialogue today is about the fear of losing our place in Arizona, for instance, or in the U.S. And so there's a lot of pushing out of those that are different and foreign. And yet, if we truly understood the nature of history, maybe we'd relax a little bit more. At the least, the hope is to promote tolerance, right? I think with an understanding of the diverse nature of this place and our relationship to it, people can come from it at a different angle and hopefully be more tolerant and embracing of those that are around them.
Teresa Avila is the program coordinator of the map collection at the School of Transporter Studies at Arizona State University. Teresa, thanks.
Thank you so much.